Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's hard sometimes when you look around at our sinful world, at its fallenness, at its brokenness, at its darkness. It's hard sometimes to see the light. Death, destruction, anger, hatred, malice, anything but the love of Jesus Christ is what they push. But we need to remember that we wrestle not against the flesh, but against the principalities. Our enemy is the devil, his demons. The devil would have us have no peace, no comfort, no joy. The devil would have us hating one another. And so when we see in our news things about a girl losing her life, as strangers sat by and did nothing, as we see of yet another person struggling with demon oppression who attacks children while they are trying to learn, and as we hear about the life of a devout Christian, one whose sole goal in life was to proclaim the saving news of Jesus Christ, cut down, they would have us get mad. But they would have us get mad at one another. They would have us continue hating, have us continue this disorder, have us continue in the darkness that the devil shrouds people's eyes in. Be mad, but do not sin. And recognize who your anger is directed to. God is a God of order, a God of light, the God who views every single person as precious. Jesus Christ took on human flesh and went to the cross for every single person. He views you as precious as those who lost life this week. You are precious in his sight. Look to the cross of Jesus Christ and see just how worthy you are in the eyes of God. He could look at our sins. All of us have fallen short of his glory. He could look at that and cast us to the place that we all deserve. But instead, he looks at us and he points to his son. He said, look what I have done for you. In 1 Peter 3, and this is, I think, the point, that we would not return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit the blessing. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Charlie Kirk was a man who proclaimed Jesus. In every interview I ever watched him do, he pointed not to himself, but to Jesus. He wanted to be remembered for Jesus, For he recognized the darkness. He recognized the evil that so plagues our world and has infected so many young, beautiful minds, bodies, souls that Jesus Christ went to the cross to die for, to redeem back to himself. And rather than disengage from them, he went to them where they were and proclaimed Jesus. Would that we all would have the same courage to do that. Our courage flows not from ourselves, but it flows from the faith that trusts that in the end, we win. And so even though we are pressed down, even though we are persecuted, even if they strike you down, they cannot destroy you. Because Jesus Christ has saved you. Faith in him saves you. So that when you put on the whole armor of God, you recognize the fact that you are wrestling against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6, and therefore take up that armor by which all the evil, fiery darts of the devil are quenched. In our Old Testament lesson, we are reminded of how God despises sin. We saw as his old covenant people turned from him, were frustrated with him, became disenfranchised with the wonderful blessings that he gave them day after day after day, and so they grumbled against him. And he sent the fiery serpents. They were bitten, and they died. When they recognized that they could not be saved by their own doings and that God really is God of their lives, they cried out for mercy. And God told Moses to build a bronze serpent, to place it high and lift it up, so that as the people would continue to be bitten by these snakes, they would look up at that and live. He takes the eternal punishment away. The cross of Jesus Christ is exalted. It rallies Christendom around it. It is the very banner by which we march forward, for we are in the church militant, whether you want to believe it or not. We are at war, a spiritual war. But we follow Jesus. We pray for our enemies rather than destroy their lives. Because we understand that they are surrounded by that shroud of darkness, that they have listened to the lies of the devil, the lies that the world has pushed on them year after year after year. Be bold, dear child of God. Stand up for what is right. Jesus said that he would be lifted up. He proclaimed that to the people who gathered around him. He showed them all the things that he had come to do. He showed them that he had come to heal. He had come to raise from the dead. He had come to forgive sins, to grant life, and grant it abundantly. The darkness comprehended him not, and yet he came to them. You have the light of the world. You shine brightly when you let God's word have its way with you, when you inwardly digest it, when you consume it, when you take up your Bible and recognize that this is the most important thing you can ever spend your time doing, putting God's word in your heart so that you can give that defense out into the world. A world that is so broken, a world that is so angry, a world that is so lost. You know the better way. The better way is Jesus. But they don't. It has been rejected. They view your hope as an opinion They think that Jesus is just some random opinion that you can hold to, as though you might prefer M&Ms to Skittles. This is not the way. The devil would have you believing those lies. He is darkness, but Jesus is light. Remember the words that Jesus said to them. A little while longer and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. They are the blind leading the blind. The foundation must be Jesus Christ. He is the light. Believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. You have been grafted into Jesus. You are a part of his bride, the church. And she distributes the beautiful gifts that Jesus has to give. This day we sing Lenten hymns, but we will also sing Easter hymns. Christ died so that we might live. Give consideration to the words of our epistle lesson from Philippians. Give consideration that it is the cross of Jesus Christ, as ugly as that capital punishment is, as disturbing and as disgusting as it is, we find beauty because in the cross of Jesus, there is life. As his blood is shed, as his body is given, as blood and water flow from his side and fill the cup and fill the baptismal font, that blood washes over us. It is a stumbling block. It is folly and foolishness to those who are perishing. But to those who are called by his name, those who are his sons, it is life. It is an absolute fact that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is King over all creation. It is an absolute fact that at the end, the trumpets will sound, that the dead will rise out of their graves, that the souls will return. And on that day, the one who became obedient unto the law, who knew no sin, who became sin for us, who went to die the death that we deserve, will return in his glory and in his splendor with the angels and the archangels. And on that day, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. May that be your confession in your life, so that on that day, he will point to that confession, a confession that you clung to, a confession that is greater than yourself, that you may be gathered to him for all of eternity. All the other knees will bow. All of their tongues will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, but it'll be to their eternal judgment. Why is it so important that you let the light of Christ shine through you? That you focus on doing the vocations that God has given you to do? This is the point. Live out your life for Christ. Don't go around trying to make a name for yourself, but always point to Jesus. Let that hope in you, let that joy in you be brighter than the anger, the sadness and the frustration that you are feeling. Jesus Christ has won, dear friends. He has won. And while the devil rages against it, it does not change that outcome. Let your tongue confess Jesus. Live out your life for him. Submit yourself to him. Young men, put away the evil that appears on your devices. Put away the lust and the laziness that is in your hearts. Do the hard thing. Work out, exercise, pray, read God's word, do something with your life. Be the kind of man that God desires you to be, and watch as the Christian woman he sends into your life will follow. be devoted to her, marry her, live your life for her, providing, protecting, and leading her in the things of God. Young girls, women, devote yourselves also to the things of God. Trust in Him. Devote yourselves to prayer, to reading God's word, to waiting until He sends the Christian man into your life who will lead you in these things, who is willing to lay down his life to protect, to provide, to care, and to lead you. Get married. Be devoted until death parts you, and have as many babies as God chooses to send. You are not God. You don't pick and choose when He wants to give you a gift. Let Him be the God of your lives. Yeah, there are days when that will be more difficult for us because the devil, the world, the sinful flesh. Christ is King. Christ is Lord. And He leads us through the trials and tribulations of this life until that life eternally. We are pressed down. We are persecuted. We might even be cut down. But they cannot destroy us, for we have Jesus. And so the church sings, unto God be praise and glory, to the Father and the Son, to the eternal Spirit honor, now and evermore be done. Praise and glory in the highest, while the timeless ages run. Amen. Peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.